You're in the news, just finally, Carl, you're in the news today again because you haven't been shortlisted for BBC Sports Personality of the Year. Many people from Northern Ireland feel you should have been. Are you disappointed?
Yeah, I'm slightly disappointed, I think, especially that they extended the list and there was no space for me. I unified a title and I moved up and beat a three-way world champion, both fights on the road as well. So, I'm not going to complain about that. You know, I didn't get picked for whatever reason. I feel like there's people on that list that I deserve to be on in front of. Obviously, Andy Murray's going to run away with it. He's going to win it, and he's deservedly so. But I still feel out of the 16, I'd like to have got in. But well.
Yeah, we look at the list. I look at the list. And they're all English, bar Andy Murray, obviously, yeah. Scotland, Gareth Bale, Wales. You know, the BBC obviously includes Northern Ireland. We're part of the BBC. And nobody from Northern Ireland makes the shortlist for Sports Personality of the Year. Despite you now being a two-time world champion.
Yeah. Well, I feel like I should have got on, but Johnny Ray also had a shout. Bethany Firth as well also had a shout. And I think maybe what it looks to me is maybe anti-boxing, maybe anti-Northern Ireland. Who knows? But listen, I'm not going to cry about it and I'll get on with my career.
Why do you say anti-Northern Ireland?
Well, there's no one's on it from Northern Ireland. There's five Yorkshiremen on it. I feel like at least one of the three that I mentioned should have got on.
Do you think if you were an English boxer, you'd have been on that list?
Yes.
Just tell me why.
Just to look favourably towards him. I feel like Nicole Adams, for example, she's English. She's a female. She got on the list. She done an incredible achievement, you know, Olympic gold medal. But that was her second one, actually. But I believe if she was on it, then I should have been honest with you.